Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Gracias por estar aquí. Welcome to another episode of Woman of Success Without Limits, baby. I am so incredibly grateful that you guys made it here, and I'm so excited for the topic that I have for you today. It is so right now, 100%. Gracias por estar aquí. A ver, soy su servidora, Marti Ángel, y vamos a seguir.
This coach and I help you gain clarity, get focused, and be organized so that you can create the six figures inside your business that you've always wanted. Guys, I'm so happy you're here. Today, let's talk about direct messages, personal messages, texting as a way to build exposure and relationships, and how not to use them, guys. How not to use them. It is so important for us to really take a look at this because everybody is online now, guys. But first of all, I want to share that these platforms are not a way to pitch your services and products if you have not built a relationship yet, guys. You see, I want you to understand that followers, guys, followers do not translate into sales. This is a big one. This is a big one, guys. I see this mistake business owners make all the time. They say, they think that followers equal sales. Not true, guys, not true. All right. Just because you have 1,000 followers does not mean that you're going to have 1,000 sales. And let me say, I will be the first person, guys, to tell you that these messages actually do convert. But here's the missing part and the main violation that I see happening. People want to sell before they build a relationship. I get that question all the time. Marti, how come I have so many followers and I'm not selling? Without a relationship, guys, without a relationship built prior to the pitch, your offer is immediately denied. Why? Because your pitch appears just like hundreds of other awful pitches and other sleazy salespeople that have reached out and have gotten into the DMs and actually tried to sell before there is a relationship. Then, my friends, you're giving everybody who has a product, a service, or something to sell, you're giving us all a bad name. You become that sleazy, salesy, slimy person that you really don't want to become. I know, because I coach so many people that say, I don't want to seem salesy. I don't want to seem pushy. Well, then stop DMing the people and telling them that they might want to take a look at your products if you haven't yet built a relationship. So let's talk about what happens now. Your business, your products and services, once you're slimy and sleazy, are now clumped into all the icky digital marketing tactics that makes people run away. Run away, guys. Now, if you have a business of any kind, whether it's a network marketing business or a brick and mortar business, or maybe you have an Etsy business, whatever it is, I want you to stop DMing and PMing and texting people that you have a new product, that you have new this, that this is coming down the pike if you have not built a relationship, right? Hector says, right? Yes. If you have not built a relationship, people are not going to trust you. And we only buy from people we trust. We only buy from brands we trust and brands we know. Guys, it's important. Let me repeat myself. Far before you pitch somebody, you must connect in a real, authentic way. That's where the authenticity of who you are becomes true. Yes, Leticia says, I unfollow people who pitch this first, who pitch first. Yes, I do too. Or I go back in and go, you know, I don't even know you and you're trying to pitch me, right? My gosh, guys, I have been pitched far too many times to count. I love it when they try to, you know, hide the pitch. Oh, hey, I like your feed and I think you would be a good ambassador for our products or our services, and then DM me. And it's like, no, that's another salesy, sleazy way hidden inside of a DM or a PM. And I don't even know you. I don't even know how you know me. You haven't even liked my or commented on anything. So, again, I want to repeat, I have been pitched far too many times to count, and most of which have been denied, and I have, however, bought from people that I trust and closed deals via direct messages from people that trust me. So there's a relationship that we have already built, right? So your focus on building should be building your business based on genuine connections inside the DMs with no expectation, no pitch, no follow, do nothing, nothing. Genuinely pay it forward, pay a compliment. I promise you, this will get you further than anything else. And remember, I don't make promises, guys, I can't keep. That's just who I am. I don't make promises I can't keep. Once the followers know that you're focused on helping them, they will then trust you. They will know that you are truly wanting to help them to solve whatever problems they have, be it a health and wellness problem they have, be it a digital problem they have, be it a business growing hack that they have. They need to know, yes, and it's annoying when people don't do their homework. Yes, it is. So everything that annoys you, you've got to do better and you've got to do your homework, right? Once they trust you, you will have an easy time of converting them. And so, as a business coach, my community always says to me, okay, so then how do I do it? So I'm going to give you very easy ways to do it. You ready for your notes? Number one, send 3 to 4 direct messages to people before you even hint at the fact that you have a new product, a new sale, a new whatever. Before you do that, send direct messages to that person, 3 or 4, just giving them kudos, love, and compliments on their feed, on their, you know, on their whatever it is that they're selling or whatever it is, guys. And then I want you to slip into their stories and comment on their stories, not just their feed. And not just like it, all right? Because the algorithm, they don't care. And, you know, they're just going to like, if the algorithm is such that if you just like, it might show it to you again. It might show you similar things. But it doesn't help the algorithm. And if you're a business person and you want to help someone else, pay it forward first. Slip into their stories, comment on their stories, not just an emoji. Do I sound like a broken record yet? Not just an emoji, guys, but comment and like. And then send that quick reply into their stories. right? And then you're going to send a piece of advice, encouragement on one of their posts, right? And you're going to thank them for giving you some awesome advice. Maybe there's something in their post that you didn't know. Don't just look at their pictures and click, hey, I like it because I like the picture. Remember, you want to make sure that you are interacting first. You are the leader. You want to walk the talk, guys. Offer kudos about one or two of their posts on their feed, and that's a great way to make them take a look at your profile. Now, let me tell you this. If you do this 3 to 5 times every day, and you can make sure that you respond to them, you will grow your business. In 3 to 5 weeks, your business will not look the same. But once you've done this, guys, you've got to continue to gauge their interest. Now, here's the big thing, guys. Don't do it if they're not your target market. Don't do it if they're not your niche. Your target market is everybody here that you kind of want to capture. Remember that I had given you guys that example of I am looking for a tall, dark, and handsome guy who is 35 to 45 and who likes canasta and da, 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 da. So that's there. But your niche, baby, your niche, and I will repeat this over and over, your niche is that specific person, look at me, that specific person with that specific problem that you can help them with, that you can solve for them. So you've got to be careful. Slide into the hashtags and look for the people that you want in your community. Look for the people that you would love to share products with and that are your direct niche, guys. And once you do this, my friends, your business will skyrocket. And that is a promise. Then you don't have to worry about being sleazy, slimy, or salesy ever again. Voila. That's how to grow your business. Now, does consistency count? Absolutely. You must do this daily. So, my suggestion, put it into your calendar, a lot of time, 30 minutes every day, and that's all you're going to do. If you want to grow your business, that should not be something that you overlook. That should be something that you do all the time, guys. All right? Okay, guys, so that's it for today. I hope you found value in this. This is Marty Angel, the Latina Business Coach, signing off. And I hope you found value. And if you did, please follow me on Instagram. If you liked what I had to say and want some more of this, drop a comment into the comments below and say hashtag or quote community. And I will take you to the private Facebook community group where I teach more tips on how to grow your business. Remember, I'm the Latina Business Coach. I help you gain clarity, get focused, and get organized so that you can create that six-figure income that you so deserve, guys. And if you're watching this on the replay, hashtag replay. And if you're listening to me on the podcast, gracias. Mujer de éxito, unbounded woman of success without limits. Yes, we love men too. And as always, have a great day, guys. Namaste.